track five. And now we come to the family announcements. And there are six deaths. Aplin, Betty Margaret, promoted to glory on the 7th of January at Torbay Hospital. Betty, aged 88, was from Bishop Stainton. Funeral service to be held at Torquay Crematorium on Wednesday, the 14th of February at 12:30 p.m. Donations in her memory for Salvation Army, Tynmouth.
Colton Joyce passed away peacefully on the 19th of January 2024, aged 92 years. Formerly of Walsh Farm, Buckfastleigh, and latterly of Paignton. Funeral service will be held at St Luke's Church, Buckfastleigh, on Thursday the 8th of February at 2:15 p.m. Thence, Holy Trinity Churchyard. Donations in lieu for the Salvation Army.
Grove Gladys passed away peacefully on the 14th of January, aged 95. Funeral service to be held at Torquay Crematorium on Tuesday the 13th of February at 1:30 p.m. Donations for Devon Air Ambulance.
Hall, Tim, once a reporter for this newspaper, died at home on the 25th of January. Tim was a kind, curious and intelligent man whose life we will be celebrating at Lusley Village Hall at 2 p.m. on Friday the 16th of February. All are welcome.
James Anne passed away peacefully on the 28th of January 2024, aged 89. A Requiem Mass will be held at St Agatha Church, Dawlish on Friday the 16th of February at 2 p.m. followed by Exeter Crematorium. Immediate family only. No flowers by request. Donations to HCPT. A special thanks to the staff at Palm Court Nursing House, Dawlish, for the loving care given to Anne during her time there.
Voot, Patricia Mary, known as Pat, passed away peacefully on the 22nd of January, aged 91. Her funeral will be held at Torquay Crematorium on Thursday the 8th of February at 10:30 a.m. Donations in memory of Pat to Glaucoma UK. That concludes the family announcements for this week.